Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle here, guiding you through 60 minutes of Penn State football and recruiting as well, which is where we will get started in just a moment. We're coming to you from Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're going to look at Penn State recruiting in a big picture kind of way, where they've recruited well, how the evolution has unfolded from position group to position group. We also know that Penn State has gone a little bit more national, mainly because they had to in the 2019 class. We'll touch on, you know, maybe what all this might mean for the big time targets on the 2020 board as well. And Audrey Snyder will join us from the Athletic.
There you go.
In a little while, talk some spring football. Ask Greg is coming up a little bit later, and we will continue. We are actually conclude our spring storyline series with offensive tackles. Before we get into all that, though, Salty Greg is on wants to get on a soapbox about something. I can't wait to hear what it is.
Well, actually, there was one topic I wanted to talk about. Now you just brought up another one that I'm interested in diving into.
Should I just take a break? I'll come back in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. No, I mean, first of all, the whole idea of Penn State going now, I don't know. I'm just a little over the whole idea of Penn State's big national push. If Penn State had to go so national, why did it take Daquan Hardy? You know, it's not like Daquan Hardy moved to Pennsylvania and became suddenly a recruitable athlete in February of this past year. You know, he's been there for a while. So Penn State ended up with, you know, a handful of kids from Pennsylvania. I know that they weren't the Miles Sanders or the Saquon Barkleys of the world, but Penn State had four kids from Pennsylvania. That was the most of any state. So, I mean, I understand that they had to go national a bit because the region maybe was down, but I mean,
they weren't core guys. Core guys of the 19 class.
No, fair enough.
They were there.
Right.
And then there's a difference between Daquan Hardy being a recruitable athlete in like June and being a recruitable athlete whenever you got a spot to fill in the next.
Yeah, February. I get all that. It just bugs me a little bit. But at any rate, and then the second part of that, it kind of goes hand in hand with over the weekend. Received some recruiting questions. Penn State had a nice crowd on hand for its most recent junior day, by the way. So for those that don't know, the spring recruiting calendar, you can have kids come to campus at any point, but just by default, Saturday is always the best day. I mean, Friday's probably the second best day, but and then sometimes you get kids off school during a week and they can come to like a practice on a Monday or a Wednesday, whatever. But for the most part, Saturday is going to always be your big day. Penn State had a nice group in town. Colt Brevard was the name that I think jumped off the page the most. 4-star defensive tackle from Indiana. So there were some other guys on campus as well because Izzard made it back. But my point here is that two guys that weren't on campus were Julian Fleming. Oh, I guess he did show up then for a little bit. He actually did show up for a little bit. But Brian Bressy wasn't on campus, the 5-star defensive end from Maryland and number one player in the country. Fleming is a 5-star receiver from Southern Columbia and the number 5 player in the country, number one receiver, according to all those rankings, according to the 247 Sports Composite. But there's a concern from a lot of fans based on the questions I got, or maybe it's just the three people that sent tweets, but I kind of doubt that, that these guys are trending away from Penn State and that Clemson's going to steal them. And I guess my only answer to that would be, you know, look, if you didn't expect these guys to look at all their options and consider all these schools and look at the national powers that are recruiting them and affording them the chance to take all expense paid visits to check out school, I mean, I don't know what you were expecting. Of course, these guys are going to look at other schools. And in the social media age, sometimes you're going to see more about those visits than you do about others. It's just the way it is. I don't think you have to start worrying about either of those guys yet. I get it, especially with Bressy. It looks like Clemson or Georgia might be trending right now, but just let it play out. Neither of these guys are deciding until December. It is March, middle of March when we're talking about this. Worry about it in the middle of October if it doesn't look like things are going to go Penn State's way. I think it's just too early to worry about it right now.
Yeah, and I would add to that, there are regional prospects and there are national prospects. National prospects, like true Alabama, Clemson's, Ohio State's really, really want these guys badly.
Right.
And I think there's a difference between that and having guys who have an Ohio State offer, for example. Ohio State might have offered but didn't give the full court press. So when you have these guys who are five stars, they are in your region, there's just no shame right now in having to battle national powers, and the better the prospect is, generally the later you're going to have to wait to find out whether they're picking your school or not.
Right.
And these are clearly national prospects. For Penn State to be firmly in the mix on both is about as good as you can hope for right now. Julian Fleming is on campus, it seems, five times a week.
Yeah.
I know, like, his girlfriend's in town and all that stuff, but I don't think there's a lot to panic about right now.
No, I mean, again, if you – let's keep in mind – I'm not going to look it up, but just keep in mind that Micah Parsons at one point didn't look like he was going to go to Penn State, or he decommitted and was looking at all these other schools. And guess what? By December, he ended up at Penn State. So I think that should be a lesson for – and look, there's obviously been big-name recruits. The one I always come back to is Christian Wilkins, who obviously Penn State would have loved to have on its roster the last few years. But, you know, he's a guy
I'm surprised, by the way. You know how we got comments about never talking about Miles Sanders without mentioning Saquon Barkley?
Right.
Never talking about recruiting, especially defensive recruiting, and not mention Christian Wilkins.
That should be a theme.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean,
it is true.
He was the guy that, to this day, I still thought Penn, you know, looking back on it, I was trying to figure out where things may have went wrong or how you could have – he looked like he was going to Penn State through and through. And then Clemson came in and closed the deal, ended up getting one of the nation's best players. So I understand why there's skepticism from Penn State fans. And sometimes the writing looks like one thing and what ends up on the wall is something else. But at the end of for me, it's just too early to worry about these guys, especially Fleming, man. Yeah, he's interested with Clemson and Georgia. Of course he is. He's a top recruit. And, you know, the coaches are telling him what he wants to hear, just like Penn State is. I mean, that's the way these recruitments all work. So to be worried about it at this juncture, especially Fleming is already on the record. Let's be clear. Fleming's already on the record as saying that he's not deciding until later this year, with later being December and signing day. So he already said it. You know, Bresci is not – I don't think Bresci has said what his timeline is, but let's be honest.
It's pretty clear.
He's probably going to wait until December too. So what guys are doing in March, again, I don't think we can stress it enough. It just doesn't make that much of a difference.
And Fleming is a guy – and it kind of exaggerates all this. Fleming is a guy who seems to love the love from all the different fan bases. So he is going to, you know, if Penn State feels like he's their guy to lose, he's going to stir up some jealousy and that kind of thing just because and I cannot blame a kid who's going through the process who likes the feeling of being wanted. I can't blame a kid for doing that.
And look, and this is nothing against Micah Parsons or anybody else that has done this, but if you're going to enjoy it and, you know, tweet about all the offers and go on other visits, then don't commit. Just wait.
Right.
And some guys do, some guys don't. But again, you can't – and that's the other thing too that's hilarious is that there's a lot of people that get upset when someone commits to – not just Penn State fans, college football fans in general. They get upset when a kid commits to their school and then tweets about other schools and wants to take visits. But then conversely, there can be an anger when a kid that looks like he's going to commit to a school doesn't because he wants to do all those things. It's like you can't have it both ways.
Also, I would say that the bill for that love comes due when you pick a school and all the fans that loved you for the whole year and tried to court you for the whole year are going to feel spurned by you and they're going to then not like you very much.
Correct. No question. I mean, we've talked about this before, maybe not at great length, but don't tweet at recruits, please. Just don't do that.
Find something better to do with your time.
I just, I get it. I understand. The fans feel part of it, but, and if you're going to tweet, like, I don't think you should do it at all, but if you're going to do it, just don't do the negative ones. I mean, that's the worst part of it. You know, if you want to send "we are" to a kid, okay. Like, I don't think it makes a difference, but if that's what you want to do, you know, obviously go ahead. But, you know, the negative stuff, I'll just never understand.
Don't
never
be the
understand.
Reason your school doesn't get a kid.
Right.
I don't think that that's ever the case. I would hope not anyway.
Wouldn't it be fun if it was?
But don't. You in conjunction with other fans like you, don't paint a picture of the fan base as being a certain thing that can impact a kid's decision. I'm sure it has happened before.
Oh, I would think so. Absolutely. I mean, there's probably at least one example of that being the case. I doubt that. I'm sure not that anyone's ever come out and necessarily said it, you know, directly. I don't know if a kid's ever come out and said, ah, I didn't pick school B because their fans were mean online. But I would definitely think it probably plays some kind of a role.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, by the way, where we're scrapping the idea for this segment.
Well, yeah, we'll push that. I apologize. Back. I went so way off the rails.
What we're looking at here are 5-star targets in the 2020 class. Yeah. That's the new topic. By the way, less than a month away from the blue-white game. If you weren't able to win the free RV for the game, gopsurv.com still has a great deal for you. Starting at just $350 for a group of four, you can arrive Friday blue-white weekend, stay through Sunday. There's a free 409 Tailgate Club meal included in the price. You also get a free shuttle to and from the game. You can get the ultimate tailgate experience all weekend long for blue-white weekend, starting at just $350 for a group of four. Contact Mark today for more details. 1-800-519-8467. You can also go to gopsurv.com for more information. Look at the other 5-star targets here, Greg, because there's
why not?
There's a few others that are worth watching. Antoine Sampa, who is from Woodbridge, Virginia. He's a 5-star linebacker. Already 2 linebackers in the fold so far. Chris Tyree is an all-purpose back, also from Virginia. They've had a pretty good run of luck recruiting high 4-stars and 5-star running backs from the state of Virginia.
Okay,
and
real quick, let me just cut you off there. Does Penn State's success – this is a question that comes up a lot. Does Penn State's success hurt them or help them with a guy like Chris Tyree? What do you think?
I think helps.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. But sometimes you just wonder about the depth chart, and especially now because the problem is – it's not as if somebody could say, okay, Saquon's finally going to leave. And then more than likely, Miles is going to leave. And then, you know, they have Slade there now.
Here's what I would say. If they mix and match and yeah. 3 guys have really nice years, including one of the true freshmen, let's just say that. Let's just say hypothetically that Ricky Slade, Journey Brown, and let's say Noah Cain, for example. They all have nice years. They all get playing time. I think that helps moving forward. If you can demonstrate that you can get 3 guys involved at the same time, I think that would help
right.
in a different way than having Saquon Barkley and then Miles Sanders.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah,
I think that helps running back recruiting. Mekhale Sherman is another guy. He's another outside linebacker who's yeah. a 5-star from Washington, D.C. I'll be really fascinated to see how having 2 linebacker commits impacts their chances or their pursuit of these other 5-stars.
Yeah, I think that obviously the more talent you can get, the better. And if guys like Brandon Smith, Micah Parsons, Lance Dixon play early at linebacker, Penn State's going to continue that run. They already have in this class, but they may be even able to grow to it coming up.
All right, we're going to shift gears looking at spring football once again. Audrey Snyder from The Athletic will join us in just a moment.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.